While the colonies fought the war for independence, a smallpox epidemic was a major issue for both soldiers and civilians throughout America. And at the archives on Saturday, Wesley College Associate Professor of History, Dr. Stephanie Holyfield, will be discussing how that disease affected both sides during the conflict.
I am giving a presentation that will look at the symptoms of smallpox and some of the ways that 18th century people dealt with the disease and the power that disease had to potentially change the outcome of the revolution.
Dr. Holyfield says smallpox was quite widespread during the American Revolution, with several outbreaks in the Boston area in 1774 and 1775, and in Yorktown in 1781. She'll talk about the wisdom of George Washington's decision to inoculate the army, a decision driven in part by the fact Washington himself had smallpox as a child. Saturday's presentation starts at 10:30 a.m. at Archives and will last about 1 hour. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.